pigs were close by, and when you walked out by, there was some feed, all in the wood you had to do, just say, come on, pig, come on, pig, and get some feed. And, woo, piggy, that's just about like that. I'd see the boy, they'd just come running, just like I don't know, a little bitty child was hungry. That's how they'd come to you.
I've also heard people say sooks. Now that was for cattle. Sook, I think, for a little calf.
Yeah, they were trying to talk about sook. They were trying to make the calf get away, but get away from it. But
sook meant for a calf to
get back. See, and you'd have your switch, you know, mm-hmm. and all like that. But say
if you were milking. Now I know you used to milk, and a cow picked the leg up and started to.
Well, here's the way you do that thing. You would have a place, and when the cow, you could train a cow, and they would give nearly all the milk that they were going to give without that calf going to them.
Yes, sir.
Then you'd turn the calf out, and when I used to milk, and I had one like that, I had just had me a good stick that's about like my finger. Say your thumb, about 3 foot long,
uh-huh.
and when I got ready for him to get off, I just pop him by Joe up on his chin here. I hit him on the feet, and I said, boy, you get back, man. And it don't take it but a little bit, but I just learn him on to stay back, and you get ready for him to come on up. And then you get the bottom part of the milk, and that's where your cream was at, see, when you milk the cow.
Yeah, what about calls to horses?
Hi there now.
How did you call horses, for example? Your horses or your mules, that sort of thing?
Well, it's like everybody, you kept a mule fast enough.
Could mules understand the way you talk?
You'd go in there to catch him, you'd tell him, whoa. And if the mule's name was Tom, why, you'd just get up there and you'd say, whoa, Tom, and you just walk him in and put the bridle on him.
When you were plowing, did you have things you'd say to them?
If you want him to go to the right, you said G, and if you want him to go to the left, you'd say ha. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it was easy done. Now, you could learn a horse, as far as I'm concerned, if it was a saddle horse, and I've had them. And I had one here once, and I called him Buddy Boy. Well, let me see if I could walk out with a bridle and say, come here, Buddy Boy. And that horse walk up there and put the bridle on the horse. And then you could bring him out and put your saddle on that horse, get on him and ride him anywhere you want to. And then when you get off that horse, just drop the rein down on the ground. That horse would stand right still. He never would move until you got ready for him.
Yeah.
But you got to train horses to do that. It just takes a little time.
When you got on a horse, what did you say to get him started?
When I got off of him?
When you got on him to get him started moving.
You had to do just get on him, just touch him with your heel. Just say, all right, buddy, let's go. And you see, horses like that, they've always been good saddle horses and sorry saddle horses, see? And a sure enough good walking horse, all in the world, by Joe's, what you used to do. They didn't have many of them when I was a young boy.
Yes, sir.
I got wet with sweat eyes on a while ago. And so it's like animals, they're like anything else. You can learn them anything you want to,
uh-huh.
if they got any sense.
Were horses generally more smarter than mules, or were mules smarter? I've heard people say mules were smarter.
You could teach a mule much easier than you could.